I take as my model a missionary I called upon in a district conference in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He was frightened. He came to the pulpit, stood trembling for a few minutes, and then said, "This here is likely to not be a very long talk, was it?" And then he returned to his seat. Following that example, I do just two things. One, I make you a promise, and then give you a blessing. The promise spoken by the Lord in section 89, referring there specifically to those revelations that have to do with our physical health, yet having likewise to do with those revelations which outline the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, says, "Those who do and keep these sayings will receive health in their navel and marrow in their bones, and I, the Lord, give unto them a promise that the destroying angel shall pass by them and not slay them. And the blessing conferred upon you in company with your degree is simply this. I bless you through the authority of the priesthood as a servant of the Lord, that you will live the gospel, and in consequence of that, you'll be happy. I bless you in your homes, those who have brought you here, as you move forward in life to find a life's companion, to establish a home, and to serve mankind. I bless you that you'll be safe and happy, and that the light of Christ, which is in every one of us, and the gift of the Holy Ghost, which can be called upon by all of us, will shine brightly in our lives. I invoke this blessing upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."